All right, gang. So welcome to the DIQ conference call, the team call. This is so fun. So this is Roya, and I'm going to be your I'm your future national sales director. I'm so excited. So what's going on in your in the world of Mary Kay right now is that our family within the organization is becoming a national area. And just to give you an idea, there's about 1.5 million consultants in the U.S., and only 220 are national sales directors. And you only go through qualification one time. And so it's a very unique time, a special time, that you happen to be in Mary Kay because you are a part of an area in the making. During its initial qualification that happens one time in its history. The cool thing is, too, is that you are part of a director in qualification family. In order to become a national area, you have to have a certain amount of women achieve the prestigious level of sales director. And each of those women who achieve it will get a dramatic change for their family. They're going to receive about 300% more income than what they do, what they'll receive now. For example, I was sharing with the directors in qualification that should they complete their qualification this month, their commission check will be around $2,500 in addition to their sales from Mary Kay. But when they do that same work next month and they're a sales director, their commission check will be about $7,500. Isn't that something? With just the way that the pay scale works. So I am so passionate. I love helping women get what they want. And that's really what I love about going to this next level. I've just always dreamt about passing it on. It's one thing to have your own success, but it's really, I believe, what's been intended for us is to help each other. And so when you can help somebody else achieve with their own success, that's true success in your life. And so this is just such a gift and an honor, and I'm humbled and grateful and excited. And so being a part of this team, you guys, you will have a lot of intimate, fun benefits and understanding about what's occurring now. And statistically, they share that women that are involved with creating a national area are more likely to become nationals themselves. So if there's ever been a whisper, either now or you get one later, about becoming a national sales director yourself, well, you have a better statistic chance or opportunity than most people that are in the company simply because you're right here, right now at the right time. What does the national family mean? I'm going to be real brief about it because we're going to go into the DIQ part. But you might want to grab a pen and paper if you don't already have one, gang, for what I'm going to share about the DIQ team. But basically, you want to think of it as a family tree, and the national is the trunk of the tree, and everybody else branches off and are the branches and the, you know, all that as a family. And so there's no territories. It can be anywhere. It can even be international. Basically, you're taken care of by the people that are local to you. And if you're Mary Kay, if we, your national family, is not right close to you, you have two families. You have an adoptive family and your national family. So you get the best of both worlds that way. A national sales director has a retirement plan, and the company pays the national from 65 to 80, 60% of what she was making when she was working from the company profits, not from her pocket. And the average national makes $275,000 a year in retirement. The national's family gets a free car, any Cadillac of their choice with all the bells and whistles, a new one every 3 years, and the company buys one for her in retirement. And then she gets a vacation every year for she and her spouse valued at $10,000 a person. And then my job description would be to help leaders achieve their dreams. So being a leader of leaders. So these women in qualification are very special. Thank you. They are leaders of leaders, or they're leaders, and we'll be able to help each other. So how can you play a part in this dream? This dream for these women will not only be a financial benefit, but it's also a personal, emotional journey that they'll be going on. Right now in this next 25 days, you can be a sales director, whether you've been in the company for 1 month or 10, 20 years or more. It's a decision. And so these women, most of them are kind of more new to Mary Kay, and they'll be going through this qualification in 25 days. And during that period, they will be groomed they'll go through the process to be able to be great mentors as you continue your business. I'm also going to be doing a series of director training for our new directors that debut to teach them. Just like you learn how to be a consultant, they'll learn how to be a sales director. So what does it take? It takes 24 people on a team to be a sales director. And there's more. That when they originally submitted, they had 10 team members, you guys, plus themselves, that made 11. So each of these DIQs right now started with 11 team members. They have to add 13 more by June 30th. Our actual family deadline is the 20th. I want you to pretend if you were pregnant and you were due on the 20th, why would you hold that baby in your stomach for another 10 days if you didn't have to? We're going to birth this national area on June the 20th. Ahead of the end of the seminar year. But the deadline is June the 30th, okay? So 13 business partners also. In addition to adding 13 more to get 24, they have to have 10 of those people on each team sell or set up their stores with 600 wholesale or more in the month of June. All right, so in other words, 600 wholesale has to be purchased by at least 10 of the team members on the team. That's called qualified. And the entire team sells or reorder purchases 18,000 wholesale. And typically, it's 1 to 4 months. We're doing it in the month of June because we are finishing for the 50th anniversary at Mary Kay. The year ends for Mary Kay on June the 30th, and that's why we're talking about a one-month normal. Just do it fast. We have a saying, fast is easy and slow can be never. So there's one 50th anniversary ever in this company, and it happens to be this summer. There's one time to celebrate that 50th anniversary at a grand celebration called Seminar. And about 700 women have a dream wrapped up in the completion of your DIQ finishing this month in order to have that celebration for all these women. So you all happen to be a critical, wonderful place, an opportunity to make a big difference to a lot of people. So how can you play a role? So now we know we need 24 total people by the end of the month. By June 20th is our focus, feel great, and June 30th is our feel good deadline. We need 10 of those people to decide they're going to sell or reorder 600 wholesale or more in the month of June. And the entire group is 18,000. The director the director in qualification herself has to sell enough to reorder 1,800, by the way, personally, in the month of June. Okay, so here are the places you can play. Number one, you can play big or play small, but play to win. So just be clear on what it is you want so you can pass on to your DIQ what it is you've decided for the team that you're wanting to contribute. And just by being on this call is a fabulous victory in itself. So number one, are you going to be a cheerleader? Are you going to say, oh my gosh, I know you guys can do it. I'm so excited for you. And if you're not personally ready to work it, you're willing to pass it on and find somebody that's just as awesome as you are that's willing to work it in the month of June. That's position number one. Position number two, you know what? I am so willing to be one of the, to contribute toward this 18,000 goal. And I at least know that I can use product to wash my own face and maybe have some things for a holiday even. If I don't need things for myself right now, I could stock up for Christmas or somebody's birthday coming up, wedding I might be going to, baby shower I might be going to. The satin hands, by the way, is a wonderful gift for a new mom. The exfoliant night cream is great for the baby cradle cap and diapers rash and for the mom's hands. Okay, so you're willing to place a 200 wholesale order to contribute toward the $18,000 goal. Okay, the next player is, I am going to be one of those qualified people. I'm going to be one of the special 10 on that team. I can sell 1,200 this month and reorder 600. What is that? That's an average. We've got 4 weeks in the month of June, and June is so fabulous. There's 5 weekends in June, so that is such a gift for us. But that's an average of selling 300 a week to pay yourself half and reorder half. So you're willing to hold one party a week in the month of June for your team and reorder 600. Your team could count on you to reorder 600. That's the next place to play. Okay? By the way, I don't want to forget to mention that the company is going to gift you the 50th anniversary gorgeous necklace. If you've not seen it, it's pictured on Mary Kay In Touch when you place a 400 wholesale order. So tell your DIQ or her sales director, oh my gosh, you can count on me to get that 50th anniversary necklace, which I also pasted on our Facebook page. And I'm going to do the and then some and stretch to 600. You can count on me for qualified. All right? Then we have the positions. She's looking for at least 3 to go to red. Red ahead. Maybe you're not quite ready for red. You're willing to add 1 business partner. What is that in activity? That means you're willing to do 10 faces this month. The product on 10 faces and talk to at least 5 of them with your DIQ about the business. She shares, you listen. 1 out of 5 on average says yes, and therefore you would contribute a business partner to the team this month. Red ahead is contributing 3 business partners to your team this month. And that would make you a red jacket. Not only would you be promoted to mid-level management, not only would you typically sell enough product to reorder and contribute financially for through your personal sales, but you would contribute to the team's overall sales with your new team members and to those 24 people, and the company is going to reward you with the reigning red promotion. Should your team members come in and treat it as a business and get product on hand themselves, you're going to receive a brand new 50th anniversary red jacket. And there's much more that goes along with that that you can see on your Mary Kay In Touch homepage about the reigning red promotion. So there's 3 business partners at mid-level management. Or maybe you're saying, oh, and by the way, the activity for that is 20 faces in a party with an average of 4 people there. That's 5 parties. You're willing to hold 5 parties in the month of June. And share the business with 15 of them. to have your red jacket promotion. Okay? What's next? Five, you come alive. You know what? I don't just want to think about it. I want to have this too. I'm going to jump in and ride this fun wave, and I'm going to add five business partners. Or if you already have one or two, you're going to add the difference. And you're going to become a team leader yourself. A team leader gets a pay raise promotion. Up until that point, you get 4% from Mary Kay on your team members' orders. As long as you're active in the company and she is, they send you a commission check. With five team members, you'll get 13%. 13%. So that's five business partners. What's the activity if you had nobody? You would be doing 30 to 35 faces with four people at a party. You would be holding nine parties in the month of June, so an average of about two parties per week, and doing the career surveys for them to have five business partners. That's the activity. This business is not magical. It's mathematical. So is that for you? Or do you want to become a director in qualification right now and have 10 of your own business partners by the end of the month and submit to have the 300% pay increase yourself? Should you go in and do this next month, your DIQ at the end of the month with 10 business partners, and you have to be a star this or last quarter, you can submit in July. And if you finished in 1 month and you went to a seminar, for example, you would stand on stage in the 50th anniversary for our national debut as well. We'll get you on stage for that as well for the celebration. So what is your calling? Your DIQ needs to know where you want to play on the team. Now, for a perfect one-month finish, she is looking for at least three business partners to add to do the red, to become red jackets, to add three each this month. When three of those team members add three each, you guys go from 11 team members to how many? 20, right? 9 plus 11 is 20. So when each of the three people add three each, you're going to get to 20 team members. And then the DIQ adds four or five herself, and you have your 24, and you're done as a team. Okay. I'm going to open it up for questions, and there's no silly or crazy question. And I'd also love to know what is on your heart, what place would you like to play on your DIQ's team? So I might shout out to you after I open it for questions and just ask each one of you what is on your heart for what you want. And please don't feel like you have too much or too little. Does not make a difference. Okay, what questions can I answer for you guys? If you're muted, just press star 6 to unmute.
Roya?
Mm-hmm.
It's Tracy Chavez.
Hey, Tracy. Oh, my God. I forgot you do this call tonight. Oh, Tracy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. That's totally understandable.
Oh, my gosh. That's how much I'm running. Tracy was supposed to be sharing the business opportunity, you guys, on this call tonight, on this number. Oh, Tracy, I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, honey, don't be. Let's, you know, we can see if there's anybody on here that's calling in for that. And if not, then, you know, we can give them other time slots.
Okay, now you start at 9 o'clock. Is that right?
Right. And it's just a couple of minutes.
In about 4 minutes. Okay.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to wrap up, and I'm gonna send out a quick announcement to, because I have a 9 o'clock call scheduled here also.
Okay.
Just did not think at all, so... Okay, you guys, so Tracy has a call starting in 4 minutes to share about the business facts. So anybody have any quick questions as it relates to DIQ and what that means? Okay, let's see. We have Jen and Debbie as DIQs on the team. Jackie on Jen's team. Jackie, what falls on your heart of what place you'd like to play on your team?
Right now, probably just cheerleader until I really get to understand what it all means and what I want to do right now.
Have you had your debut yet?
No, we haven't even. I haven't even gotten my package yet.
Okay.
My initial package hasn't even come yet. So
if you could actually schedule your debut with Jen. She will help to set it up, and so will her director.
Okay.
So that you can start to get that in place and start to make some money back, and
yep.
you can start to grow from there, and that will actually help your team.
Okay.
All right. So just schedule that first kickoff party would be awesome.
Okay.
Awesome, awesome. Now we had Christina also.
Yes.
Where would you like to play on the team?
At the very least, I will be a cheerleader, but I definitely already have, you know, party booked and people coming, and I really, really would love to become a Red Jacket for the end of this month.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so you are willing to do the work to add 3 business partners this month.
Oh, I already have one right now,
great.
But I'm definitely going for it. As far as I can go, I'm going.
Awesome. And you were on whose team again?
Kim's.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Mandy? We're wrapping up a call. For those of you guys that are on for the 9 o'clock, we're just wrapping up in 2 minutes and just stick with us here. Tracy will be speaking in 2 minutes. Okay, Mandy, are you on? Okay, Jonah, are you on? Jonah, how about Trisha?
Hi.
Hey, Trisha.
Hello. Hi, it's Lori Corso.
Hi, Lori. Okay,
hi.
Trisha, go ahead, hon.
Okay, sorry. I, like everyone else said, like to be a cheerleader, but definitely I want to try to get to be a red coat by the end of the month.
Awesome. All right, and you're on Jen's team also, right?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. So you heard the activity that it takes. It's not magical. It's mathematical.
Yep.
So we will help. If you get stuck with getting the bookings and so forth, then Amanda, Wonder Woman, is your fabulous director.
Yes.
And we will help you to get those bookings or to know where the resources to make that happen. And just put your blinders on and pamper some people, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You guys, you make such a difference. And this month is so critical. So please don't stop. Don't look left. Don't look right. Just go with the blessings and gifts that you have and just know that you're at the right place at the right time. You are appointed. You are anointed. God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. So go out there and have a lot of fun, but don't wait for this to happen. Don't wait to be great. Experience comes with activity and knowledge comes with activity in this business, and helping people feel great only comes from getting out there and putting your heart on the line. So have an awesome night. Please shout out to me and let me know if there's anything I can do for you whatsoever. Have a great night for those that started at the 8:30 call. For those that just dialed into the 9, stay on with us. Oh, my gosh, you guys, this is probably going to be the gemstone of all gemstones of a conference call recorded in the last year. I'm so excited to introduce one of my best friend in the whole world, Ari Hathaway. You guys know that name in Mary Kay. She has been famous for so many reasons. Famous for her achievements of being a million-dollar sales director several times.
Mm-hmm.
Famous for her achievement of being a Go-Give nominee. Famous for her achievement of breaking records in the company, and famous for being a national sales director and at the top of that scoreboard right away. She's a leader of leaders. She's a visionary, and you all will not believe it. As you heard, she did her DIQ in 2.5 weeks. So we thought a month was fast. Well, she blew my mind. And I will tell you what, I didn't come to Ari and say, Ari, can you pour in to our national area? Do you know what this woman did? She texted me and said, can I please do a conference call for your DIQs? Because I did mine in 2.5 weeks, you guys. Is that not the most loving, thoughtful thing a person could do? Oh, so I'm just so grateful. I feel like it's an appointed place that Ari asked, and that it's a divine intervention, and that you are here to take it in, to run with this information. If you're in DIQ right now, you know, we've been talking about it, you know how critical you are in our national area. If you're not yet in DIQ, you know that your dream is still alive in your heart, or you would not be on here, and that you can submit to be a director in qualification July the 1st. So I'm not going to talk anymore. I'm going to turn it over to the fabulous, brilliant mind and beautiful heart of Ari Hathaway.
Oh, thank you, Roya. You are so awesome, and yay! I'm just so excited to help put the final touches on this national area, as we are, of course, you know, just tying up all the loose ends here. Literally, that's all it is. You guys, you've got to remember, this is the accumulation of, Roya, how many years now have you been in Mary Kay?
11.
Wow, that's exactly what I was going to say, 11. I just wasn't sure, of 11 years. So even though it feels like you have so much more to do, please understand that all we're literally doing is tying a bow on the box. Like, it is baked, it is done, and these are truly the final touches. And so I'm excited to be sharing with you guys. I want to tell you why I ended up doing DIQ in 2.5 weeks. And what had happened was, when I started my Mary Kay business, I had no intention of recruiting. I was only selling, and I was literally selling so much. I remember one deposit that I made was $2,200 alone, and that's what really opened up my mind to, wow, this has so much more potential. So I did start team building, and I went on Target for my car, but I did not want to be a Mary Kay sales director. I actually had an entire conversation with my director about me not being a director, that I didn't want to train people, I didn't want to be responsible for them. And, you know, that's the best thing you could ever tell a Mary Kay sales director, is that, you know, I'll recruit, but I don't want to be a director, because literally they're thinking, wow, you're just going to make me tons of money. This audacious, like, sure, I'll train them for you, okay? So she's going to make lots of money, and I'm bringing in all these people. And literally, I went on Target for my car, and my commission check rolled in at over $800 for the month. And it wasn't the commission check, but it was literally the process of going on Target for my car. And I said, I love this. I loved it. I had my team members thanking me. They were so grateful for this opportunity. And, of course, when you have 5 team members, who's really doing something? One, let's be clear. But the rest of them were just excited to be a part of this company, you know? And so the next month I said, well, I'm going to earn my car. But by the time I had started earning my car, I realized, you know what? I really do want to be a Mary Kay sales director. And so I'm going to have to go into DIQ next month. Because it was obviously too late. I only had 5 active. It's not like you can go into DIQ in the middle of a month. So when I did go into DIQ, I want you guys to know the reason why it ended up being 2.5 weeks is because that was in November, and the first week of November, I had to sit for my actuarial exams, and that was my profession. And it's an exam that I had been studying 30 hours a week for log time with my job. And so getting out of that was not a choice, okay? So it was a business, it was a, you know, part of my day job. And so I told Daisha, I said, Daisha, I literally cannot do any Mary Kay the first 7 days of November. And she just about had a heart attack. She's like, what? I said, but don't worry. Listen, my goal is to finish this month. And she's like, Ari, are you sure? I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, I have something to tell you. I was like, what? And if for those of you that have been in Mary Kay long enough, you may remember, they used to close the month early because website orders was something new. I've always done online orders on Mary Kay and Touch, but that was actually relatively new 10 years ago. And she says they're going to close the month the Wednesday before Thanksgiving because this is November. I said, what? She goes, that means you have to be done by Wednesday, November 23rd. I said, done. Don't worry about it. It will be done. She's like, you know you have another month. I said, no, I don't. And this is why I did not have another month, okay? Because my goal to start my Mary Kay business was to be a homeowner. And from the profit from my parties, I had a down payment of almost $13,000. And I put a contract on a house November 3rd, and I was closing December 3rd. So I was a beauty consultant making this money, not a sales director. And I could not afford to be a DIQ more than 1 month. I needed to have a director paycheck. The longer you are in DIQ, the more money you're making your Mary Kay sales director. Now, I love my sales director. I love my national today, Daisha. If it wasn't for her, I would never be a Mary Kay. I can't imagine what my life would be like. I wouldn't have met any of you. I wouldn't have met Roya. I wouldn't have been a top director, million-dollar director. I wouldn't be a national. I love her. However, I already thought she made enough money. Thank you very much. I love you, but you already make enough money. I needed to make the money so that I could pay the mortgage on this home that I was about to buy. And I was a single woman. It's not like I had a husband or anything else. And I said, I am finishing this month. And so I want you guys to understand that you have to make a decision. And I know that you hear that. But if you're saying things like, I hope I finish, or I pray to God that this all comes together, or I just pray to God that my team comes together, that means you have not made a decision. Like, it's got to be, this is getting done. This will get done. I know that I will be a Mary Kay sales director on June 30th. This will be done. Like, there are no exceptions to the rule. And so I literally said, this will be done. And my strategy was pretty simple. All it was, wait till you hear it. All I did was one party a day, every day after work, except the days of my meetings. I did four parties on Saturday. And Sunday, after I had church and lunch, I did two parties. That was it. So you can count them up. Monday was my meeting. And on Monday, I would bring all the potentials that I had been sharing the opportunity with at all my parties the whole week. They would get invited there. I'll talk to you guys about that in a second. Tuesday nights, Daisha did new consultant orientation at her house. I was there every Tuesday listening to her, taking notes on how to do new consultant orientation. Wednesday nights, I had a party. Thursday nights, I had a party. Friday night, I had a party. Saturday, I had four parties. Sunday, I had two. All right, so y'all got that? So that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 a week. If you only had four people at each party, you're looking at 36 faces a week. And I did that for 2.5 weeks. There were even nights that I would finish a party, and then I would go by my team member's party and go do a drive-by marketing. I had a party, and I would literally, it was only three women. I moved super fast. I did the marketing. I'd sign somebody, and then I'd head off to a team member's house to go do marketing at that appointment. Okay, so this is what I did. Now, anyone who was a potential who did not sign on the spot, I always had invitations to invite them to my Monday night meeting. And I believe that there's no shame in this game. It's called bribery, okay? And I would bribe them. I'd be like, oh my gosh, Roya, I know that you're thinking this may be for you and this may not be for you, but I know that my sales director would love to meet you. So this is what I'm going to give you. I know tonight you got your miracle set and your roll-up bag and your eye set, but I saw that you didn't get your microdermabrasion set, which is actually why you booked a party. Well, instead of having to wait till next week, I'd like to give you your microdermabrasion set as a free gift on Monday night. Tell me, what are you doing Monday night? And the question was always like, tell me, what are you doing Monday night? Because then she would tell me already what she had planned. She's like, oh, well, Mondays my daughter has ballet. Well, what time is ballet done? At 6? Say, well, listen, can you drop her off at home? Can your husband take care of her? And you can sneak out to a girls' night out, and I'm going to pay you to be there. I'm literally going to pay you $55 for 2 hours of your time just to be there. And that was it. I would bribe them. Monday
Jody
night,
Gilton.
I'd seal the deal with every person that was a potential. I would also do the same thing for all of my people's potentials. If my people had potentials at a drive-by marketing and they did not sign on the spot, I would also bribe them to be there on Monday night, and then I would do all the coaching calls and the follow-up to have them there. Okay, something that is really important is I always had a signing gift on my body. I love giving away brush sets because it's like getting a half-price starter kit, and they don't weigh anything, and I don't have to customize anything. If you're like, that's too much for me to give away, you could do anything. It could be a compact. It could be eye creams. Eye creams are great. People always need them, but they don't necessarily buy them. and they don't weigh much, but I did have something for them to sign on the spot. And when I did the marketing, I didn't share that right out loud, like, oh, I have a free gift, by the way, if you sign up tonight. No, it was like I was listening to their responses to my marketing. I was zoning in on who I wanted and who were the higher interested potentials. And when I closed them out, I would say, listen, I know I didn't say this before, but I want you to know I have a gift for you when you decide to become a woman of decision and you start your Mary Kay business tonight. And it can even be a piece of jewelry, you guys. It could be a ring, something pink, something that they could wear the next day. They'd be like, oh, my God, I love your ring. It's beautiful. It could be a product. But have something so that women make a decision at that moment and not that you have to do follow-up and follow-up and follow-up. And this is why, unfortunately, women are not raised to be decision makers. Men are. Women are not. And so that's why they're not so good at making decisions, especially the more mature they are. It's generational, actually. Younger generations of women today are much better at making decisions than the older generations because it's something that we weren't trained to do. It's something that your husband was supposed to do or your father was supposed to do for you. And so they want it. You know when you know that a woman wants it and she's just giving you the runaround because she can't make a decision, you need to offer her something. Say, I know how smart you are, and I know that you're realizing that when you start your business tonight, I'm going to give you a gift. It's a $50 gift. That's like getting a half-price starter kit. So you're getting $450 of product for $100. Like, how can you miss out on that opportunity? Like, you totally have to offer them something to get the deal sealed. And that made a huge, huge, huge difference. Now, back then, DIQ, you had to have 30. And of the 30, I personally recruited 25 myself. Because I knew that I was not counting on my team. Eventually, some people caught on. I did have one red jacket, and so she had three. And I don't remember who else became a senior consultant at the moment, you know, but obviously two people became seniors. And so I just want y'all to know that I set the pace, but not finishing that month was not an option for me. It was not an option, okay? Now, how else did I finish DIQ? I want you guys to know that when I talked to Daisha, I said, okay, so I'm ready to become a director. What do I do? She says, well, you need to act like a director. I said, what does that mean? She says, every director has an assistant. I said, okay. She goes, you need to hire somebody. I said, okay. I didn't say, how am I going to pay for it? How do I hire somebody? I am a director. I am a businesswoman. You are a director. You are a businesswoman. Hire help. You're not super mom. You're not super woman. You need help. Who? The only thing I said is, who do you recommend? She said, look for a consultant in your unit who loves Mary Kay, would do anything for you, but isn't really doing much for herself. And I said, that's perfect. She goes, you don't have time to train anybody. They need to know what receipts are, products are, PCP cards are, and inventory. And literally, this girl, she lived close to me, and I had a very close relationship with her. She was a woman of God, and I trusted her. I gave her a key to my house, and what I did is I got two starter kits. I ordered a second starter kit. You could borrow somebody's starter kit. You don't need to order another one. Find a consultant who loves you, who's not really working her business. You need two starter kits, and I had two sets of inventory. And literally, you know what your Mary Kay starter kit looks like at the end of the night after a party? It looks like it's like all busted, as I like to say. I would leave my busted starter kit that was it was just coming to pieces. It was a hot mess. I would leave it in the foyer of my house. And you know what your inventory looks like at the end of the night? It's all busted and coming to pieces. I would leave that at the foyer of my house, and I would literally put into the trunk of my car my second starter kit with my second set of inventory. I never unpacked anything. I never cleaned a mirror. I never put a label on anything. And she would come to my house every day, especially, you know, on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, because she knew I had had parties. And she would clean it all and have it ready for the next day. All I had to do was show her one time. And so I would literally hold a party after work. I had to still study for my actuarial exam, so it's not like I got done out of work at 5. I had to stay at work till 6:30, and I would study during my lunch break. Just so you guys know, I would eat at my desk, and I'd study during my lunch break. I'd get out at 6:30, and I would do a party from 7 to 9. And by the time I got home, you know, by the time you close out your hostess and all that stuff, it was about 10 o'clock. I would see my husband from 10 to 11. And I literally would put him in bed, literally, and then I'd roll out of bed, and I would stay up from about 11 to 1 a.m. getting everything done I needed to for the next day. And what did that include? I would make a very specific list of things to do for my assistant. You know, I need you to mail these products to these people that I didn't have. I need you to send out invitations to these hostesses. I need you to send an email to this person. I need you to start building my reorder. And I literally would delegate to her everything that would have to get done during the day, all the coaching calls, all the invitations, all that follow-up, because during the day I was at my job, and that night I was going to go to another party. Now, how did I get a party for every day? I will tell you that I did have the first 5 days booked solid, but after that I didn't have any appointments. Literally the first day I had a party, I offered them something special for booking for my next slot. And the way I would say it is, you know, they all had fun, they all connected with you, they all had an amazing time. And when I was closing them out one by one, or I would let them know, you guys, I'm so excited. I'm about to get a huge promotion in Mary Kay. And when I get a promotion, someone's about to become a Mary Kay National Sales Director. That is the top position in the company. And all I have to do is get my promotion. She's going to get a pension plan until her 80th birthday. She's going to get a free car for the rest of her life. And she's going to get a fully paid for trip the rest of her life. Is that not amazing? And all I have to do is get a promotion. So I know this is crazy, but I don't know how spontaneous you are. I don't know how spontaneous you are, but tell me, what are you doing Saturday at 2? And you would book them for your very next slot. I would say, I normally don't do this. My hostesses that have 5 friends at their group appointment get $100. But if you will do this Friday at 2, because it's the slot that I have, you're going to get an additional blah, 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 whatever it is, okay? And I would literally offer them something extra for booking on the slot that I had open. That was it. And so I was getting bookings from my appointments that I already had, bookings from my bookings, and on top of that, I was following up with the leads on the back of the customer cards. If they booked a party, of course, I didn't have to follow up with a lead. But if they didn't book a party, then I did have to follow up with leads. I would also invite people to my beauty center that did not want to do parties for their mineral makeovers. If they're like, no, I don't want to do that, like, will you do me a favor and come to my beauty center so that I can get training and you can get your makeup done there? And so I would book guests to my beauty center, and I can't tell you how many times people would go there, and they'd be like, wow, this is awesome. You know what? I know somebody who'd be good at this, and I would get referrals, okay? So it was pretty simple. I just had a party every day, 4 on Saturday and 2 on Sunday. That was it. It was painless. I cannot tell you that at any point at all, I was like, oh my God, I have no idea where this is going to come from. I just pray to God this all works out. In my brain, I was a Mary Kay sales director. I acted like one, I looked like one, and I talked like one. I did all my own marketing. I did all my own follow-up. I literally showed up early to my meetings, and I stayed late. I helped my director set up the meeting, and I helped her clean up the meeting. And I did all of that because I wanted my people to see me as their leader. And the only person that I ever talked to the whole month was Daisha, my director, and the only person that I reached up to was Daisha the entire month. And I want you guys to know that it was a huge stretch on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving to finish it out, because we still needed 5 women to get active. And I didn't know who those 5 women were going to be, but it literally, I just kept calling every single person. And I will never forget that there was this one woman who had told me that she would, and then she did not answer her phone. She just wasn't answering her phone. She wasn't answering. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to get in a car and drive over to her house. It was the last day of the month. I drove over to her house. I knocked on the door. And do you know that she was home? And she said, oh my God, I'm so glad you came. My phone has been broken, and I've been wanting to get in contact with you. I drove to her house and knocked on the door, and she was like, thank you so much. Yes, I do want to get some stuff. And she actually placed her $200 order that night. So you guys, you can never throw in the towel. You have to know in your heart that it's done. You have to know in your soul that it is a done deal. The production just came together. Of course, I had ridiculous sales, so I don't even know. I must have reordered like $3,000 or $4,000 worth of stuff, because, you know, when you have 60, you know, something faces done in 1 month, you know, that's a lot of products sold. And I had one girl who sold, she was following in my footsteps, and she literally had a $3,000 reorder herself too. How incredible is that? And, of course, there were women who were just starting their business with product, and then my consultants who were on my team were just following my example. You guys, people will do what you do. They don't do what you say. They do what you do. And so if you just do it, it will happen. So I literally started November 7th. I want to tell you that I started November 7th.
I'm sorry, Ari, I'm going to see if I can mute the background. Just
oh,
one
yeah.
second. Let me
that would be
it.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead, Ari. Oh, Ari, you're muted now. Press star 6, Ari, to unmute yourself.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. Thank you. So I literally started November 7th. You guys, today is June 5th. That means that even if you took all day tomorrow to get these parties into your calendar and you didn't hold your first one till June 7th, you will be done June 23rd. If I can give you just a few tips for your June strategy, okay, and I'm sure you already have some stuff. Number one, I would be all out focused on your star June 15th and helping all your people to star. When I say helping your people, that means you're showing them by you doing it, they will do it. I cannot tell you how many times, oh, very important, I took people with me to my party. So if you were brand new and I just recruited you, I'd be like, listen, do you want to learn how to do a party? And they'd be like, yeah, listen, come to my house at this time or I'll meet you there. At 7, they would be my assistant during the party. They would watch me, and at the end of the night, I would let them count the money in the money bag. So my consultants were excited to get product. They were not scared. They were not nervous. They were excited to get the product, and I would show them how because they just watched me make money. They watched me make money the night I recruited them. They watched me make money at another party. Take your new recruits with you. But part of my strategy would be your star, helping your people get to star by showing them how to be a star consultant by June 15th. A second part of my strategy would be that $400 reorder necklace. You guys, what a gift is that? If you have not already placed your $400 reorder, you need to do that today. Like today, you need to order it. Because the faster you're wearing that necklace, the faster you're going to get your people to wear that necklace. Does that make sense? Okay. One of the things that I'm focused on with that necklace is it's so simple to sell TimeWise repair sets, right? I ordered tons of samples of the TimeWise repair sets, and you can sell them to your consultants. You could give them to your consultants. Use your intuition. It doesn't matter. But your consultants are actually your very best customers. And if they will just sell 8 TimeWise repair sets, they have $400 in profit and a $400 reorder, okay? Well, how do you sell? Well, you take the sample and you open it up. You all have seen it. It's beautiful with a Sharpie marker. You just write AM, AM, PM, AM, PM. You just write down what time they use it in the morning or the morning and night or just the nighttime. And then you close it. And I'm sure you've seen those before and after pictures of the TimeWise repair kit. Print them out and take the paper that you just printed out, the before and after pictures, and wrap the sample in the photo of the before and after and put a bow on it. So when they take off the bow to use the sample and they open it, the first thing they see is before and after pictures of people's faces. And then when they open the sample, it just tells you what to use in the morning, what to use at night. And all you have to do is sell, 8 TimeWise repair kits, and you have a $400 reorder. And if they're new, if they just sell 4 TimeWise repair kits, they're going to take all of it and put it right back into their business. So I would be focused on Star. I'd be focused on those 400s. They're awesome. It's a great gift, and all you have to do is sell TimeWise repair sets. It's pretty simple, okay? And my last part of my strategy that I want to share with you is, besides the getting an assistant, taking your people with you, is you need to change your month end. June 30th doesn't exist. You need to pretend that it's June 23rd. I want to tell you today I have my director meeting, and the entire Driven area is shutting this down June 23rd. June 30th doesn't exist, and I'm going to tell you why, because we are procrastinators by nature, and if you know you have until the 30th, you're going to wait until the 30th. You need to change your month until June 23rd. The other thing that I told my Driven National area today, I said, the last week of the month, we are not having a bottom-of-the-barrel conversation that looks like this. I need to hit 4,000 this month, and I only have 1,100 in. That is not a conversation I'm willing to have with you on June 24th, June 25th, June 26th, June 27th, June 28th. That is not a conversation we're having. We can have that conversation today, tomorrow, the next day, the 10th, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th of the month, but that conversation is not happening after the 23rd of the month, okay? That conversation needs to happen right now. You need to be as honest as you possibly can. You need to expose your fears as much as you possibly can. You need to expose your concerns as much as you possibly can so that you can have the peace of mind to run as fast as you possibly can. It makes such a difference. So your month end is now June 23rd. It must be done by June 23rd. Just pretend that is all the time that you have. Like, that is it. Mary Kay's closing out the month early. The most beautiful thing about getting it done June 23rd, the last 7 days of the month, you can go on vacation with your family. You can go do whatever you want. It doesn't matter because you are done. You are absolutely done. In my brain, I want you guys to know, I told my family, I was like, I want to be a director. They were like, oh my God, that's awesome. You should totally do that. I was like, yeah, but that means you're not going to see me. You're not going to see me this month. But I promise after that, I'm going to have flexibility like I've never had before. You know, I sacrificed, I didn't sacrifice. There's a difference between a sacrifice and an investment. A sacrifice is where you put something in and you get nothing back, or you get less out of it than you put in. I made an investment by making the best decision possible and deciding to work with on-purpose activity that has changed my life forever. Until you cross over that line, you don't know how amazing it feels to be a Mary Kay sales director and to know that you finished that goal. And of course, there's the feeling of standing on the stage and all of the amazingness that goes into that. But I want you guys to know that it really is not about the destination. It's more about the journey. What you're about to learn in these next 2.5 weeks are absolutely incredible. But you have to claim it as done. Cancellations are not an option. I remember someone attempted to cancel a party. I was like, you don't understand. I only have one slot a day because I work full-time, and I gave it to you. Are you sure there's nothing you can do? And she's like, well, let me call my sister. I said, listen, I'm coming to your house just for you. If your sister could be there, great, and your neighbor, that would be awesome. By the time I got there, she had two other women, and it turned into a party. And I want you guys to know it was so successful. The sisters both bought travel roll-up bags, and then they ended up signing for personal use. You know, they were like, well, we could get this at cost. And I was like, yeah. And not that I want personal use consultants, because we don't want a team of personal use, but it doesn't need to look pretty. You just need to get it done, because we can make it look prettier later, okay? You just need to get it done. You just need to get it done. You have to have that urgency. I was like, you don't understand what this would mean to me. If the person could not keep their appointment, like, it was not possible. She understood the urgency. She was apologizing up, down, left, and right. I would say, listen, so now I have this open slot tonight, and I need help. I've got to get it filled. Who do you know? Who do you know that would lend me their face tonight? And I would get a referral. I would just ask. You have not because you asked not. And she would give me a name and number. I'd be like, hi, this is Ari. You don't know me, but I'm Roya's Mary Kay sales director. And listen, Roya had an amazing pampering session scheduled for tonight, and she had a last-minute emergency. So she gave me your name and number because she wanted to give you the gift of a facial and a makeover. And so she told me that tonight would be a good time for me to come by. Does that work for you, for me to give you your gift? And I would just go. Another thing that I did that was extremely successful is I did facials anywhere. And so my favorite place was my bathroom at work. And so because I did bathroom facials, you just hang the roll-up bag behind the mirror and right there in front of the sink. There's no trays and mirrors. Like, you just put the product in their hand, okay? You put facial cloths into your roll-up bag and a few foundations, and you're set to go. And so women walk into the bathroom and they're like, what are you guys doing? I'm like, oh, we're doing facials and makeovers. You want one? They're like, yes. They're like, okay, great. Is today at 5 o'clock after work good for you? And I would literally book women for their lunch break and at 5 o'clock in the bathroom at work. Now you may be thinking, I wish I could do it at my job. I cannot. I would get, you know, whatever, clobbered for doing that. But can you think of a place you could do that? We just have a new girl who this week did 17 facials. And I was like, oh, where'd you get the 17 faces from? She's like, well, 8 were at a party, and she said, and then I did 1, 2, she goes, I think I did 5 at the store that I was shopping at, because I have this cute store that I go to, it's a boutique, and the owner wanted me to give her a facial, and then all the customers saw it, so then they all waited for me to give them a facial too, and I sold like $500. I was like, if you can facial a woman somewhere where other women are going to see you, they're all going to want one. That's the point. Think of a place that you could go to that you could give a woman a facial and everybody else is going to see you and then they're all going to want one. That's guaranteed success right there and then. You know, you want to focus on target market women. So just multiply yourself as much as you possibly can. But I can tell you, I finished in 2.5 weeks because I didn't think it was hard. if you're thinking this is hard, it is. You are right. You're never wrong. Whatever you think is 100% accurate. You've got to say, I got this. I got this. This is cake. This is easy. This is doable. This is done. I deserve to be a director. This is so easy. That is your language all the time. When people ask, how's it going? You're like, it's a done deal. We've got this. You've got to have that positive confidence. Even though you may not see it all coming together, you have to believe and know in your heart that it absolutely will come together. So I'm certain we could take some questions, Roya. I don't know if there was anything else that you wanted me to cover.
Hello?
Hey. Hello?
Sorry, I didn't realize I was muted. Okay, yes, Ari, they can all ask you questions. I had a whole dialogue with myself. Yes, that'd be wonderful. Go ahead and ask Ari questions. I mean, I was just typing so fast. I know you all are catching up with your own sentences, too. Oh, I'm just so amazed, excited, elated, Ari, that you poured all this specific and this vision in and a plan of action into our world, into our heartbeats. So please, you guys, you're all unmuted. Go ahead and ask Ari any question you have. If you had personally pressed star 6, maybe you're trying to talk and you can't be heard, try star 6 again to unmute yourself.
Hey, Ari, real quick, this is Amanda Wonder Woman. Thank you so much.
Hello, Amanda. How are you?
Hey, good, good. Would you mind sharing a few tips on how the consultants who maybe aren't sharing the marketing at their parties yet, how they can do that?
Yes, I'm going to tell you, find a bling ring and give it to their hostesses for having 5 women there, 21 and older, without American Beauty consultant. That's it. My number one director last month, she was number one in recruiting for Emerald and number 3 in the nation in April with 72 agreements. She she would say, you do a party with 5 women and your hostess gets this bling ring. It's a stretchy ring, so she doesn't have to order in sizes. It's got just rows of bling. You know, find something fun. She just ordered like 20 of them, and everyone got booked up so that their hostess could get that bling ring, and she would go by. The hostess gets her ring, and she would share the marketing, and she'd walk away with I love your painting forms. Because, of course, I know what you're thinking. If I'm there, this is a slam dunk. I know how to recruit them. I just need them to do stuff. Yeah, that was it. Even if she couldn't do the drive-by marketing, if she got back the I love your opinion forms, she would get the ring to the hostess.
Okay, so, like, what would they – I mean – what would you do, just quick bullet points at them when you share the marketing? Like, how could the consultant talk about the marketing at the party? Do you understand my question?
Oh, okay, yeah. Do you guys collect I Love Your Opinion forms for any type of raffle or anything?
We have access, yep, to them.
Okay,
we've used them before, but we don't use it consistently.
Is there anything going on this month for I Love Your Opinion forms or surveys or career surveys?
We can do anything you suggest, Ari.
I would collect all I Love Your Opinion forms in the month of June for a Michael Kors purse raffle or Coach purse raffle.
We have a beautiful Coach purse in my possession that's perfect spring Coach purse, you guys, so
perfect.
We can do that.
Perfect. So collect all of the I Love Your Opinion forms. So she's going to call her friend and say, oh, my gosh, you're not going to believe this, but this is the last month of Mary Kay's 50th anniversary year, and I know that you've been wanting to help me with a party, but I want you to know that there's this gorgeous bling ring that you get for doing it by June 15th. And I immediately thought of you. It's so beautiful. I would even text her a picture of it so she could send to her hostess. And check this out. To get the ring, you just have to have 5 girlfriends there, and everyone, you, me, them, everyone gets entered into the raffle to win this gorgeous Coach bag. That's it. Pretty simple. And so that would help your consultants get booking.
And
where
I
does
think
this
she wants
bling
to know
come-
what they would share, what's some specific bullet points that the consultant might share at the table and then hand out the Love Your Opinion if their director wasn't there?
Oh, what type of marketing should consultants do if their director isn't there? Is that right, Amanda? That's what you're wanting to know?
Yes, yes.
Oh, whatever you coach them on doing, you know. I know for me, they definitely, of course, I have them say, I would just say, you guys, I love to get your opinion of my Mary Kay business. Now, who likes to give their opinion? And they all raise their hand. I'm like, great. Well, for giving me your opinion, your name goes into the raffle for this Coach purse. So it's pretty simple. I'm going to share with you the fast fun facts of a Mary Kay business, and you get to fill out this form. So let me tell you how we make our money. And I would literally pass out marketing flyers and just tell them how we make our money, how we earn our cars, and how we move up in the business. And then I would ask them three closing questions, whatever questions you put on your surveys. I don't know what kind of career surveys you have. You know, ours have three questions. You know, what appeals to you the most? Why would you be good at this? And what's your level of interest from 1 to 10 without being 5? That's the survey that we have.
You guys, we have the Love the Opinion form, and we have the double-sided marketing flyer. All that is, there's a complete marketing packet under my Girls Night Out tab on our family website. It says it's a marketing packet, and there's a Love Your Opinion form there, as well as under the recruiting tab of our training portion of our website.
Awesome.
My Girls Night Out is found where?
RoyaMattis.com, RoyaMattis.com.
Hi, Roya. This is Jody, Veronica Gokenauer's mom.
Hey, Jody.
How are you doing?
Great.
How's the baby?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. 5.5 weeks now.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. Yay. Awesome. I really enjoyed, Ari, your DIQ strategy.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Awesome. Any other questions for Ari? I promise you, if you're thinking the question, somebody else is too. So please don't hold something in thinking, I don't know if I should ask that one.
I have a question. Where do you get the bling ring?
Your director can get you a bling ring. I know Amanda asked that, but what's your name and who's your director?
My name is Jody Skelton. My director is Jenny Pichoff.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely talk to Jenny about getting a bling ring. That would be a promotion host that directors would run, just so you know.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Something a director would run. So if you're interested in that, I am certain Jenny will make that available to you.
Okay, great.
She's here to help you finish. We all want you to finish, that's for sure. If I can give you guys some encouraging news, I did finish my DIQ in 2.5 weeks. That was $18,000 in production. Nothing there has changed. I added 25 of the 30 myself personally. My commission check that month was $2,597. $2,597. Do you guys all want me to repeat that? $2,597.
We've been talking about that, Ari, and we're so excited, and I'm so glad you repeated that and shared, because also when they do that same thing next month as a sales director, it's about $7,500.
That's exactly right. That is absolutely right. I actually calculated my paycheck, and then I calculated it for my director, and I said, this is how much I just made you this month. I was like, that's not happening again. You guys, I just want you to understand, you can be in DIQ as long as you want, but you're not going to get the big girl paycheck. You're not. So definitely make it happen.
Oh. Okay, anyone else before we close out this call?
Roy, it's Brianne. I don't have a question, but I just have to tell you how hilarious this is really quickly. There are some new consultants on the phone right now that are on a DIQ team of my DIQs, and they're like, is this the girl from the hotline?
From the recruiting hotline, yeah.
And we use it. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is the girl from the hotline. She makes $30,000 a month. We're listening. And I'm like, thank you very much. Please do that. I just had to tell you how hilarious it is. Like three people have texted me that because they all listen to your hotline. So thank you so much, Ari.
You're very welcome. You're very, very welcome.
Love it. Oh, gosh.
Can you
guys.
Grab a question?
What's that?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
I just signed up last night, and I'm the Jenny Fishaw, and I'm sorry, his name is Anna Barkley, and I'm just getting started. I haven't started. What is the DIQ? Because everything right now talking to me in acronyms, and I don't know what DIQ is. And it's great that you had this story, and you were able to do it in 2.5 weeks, but I don't know what you were trying to go for.
Oh, okay. Well, this call was originally for the directors that are in qualification, and they're finishing out a huge goal by the end of this month. So definitely we will get you training for you since you just started last night. You're so excited. Mm-hmm. This is more, we would say, seasoned advanced training, which is why you're like, what in the world are they doing? But you guys, for everyone who's on the call, including yourself, I will share this with you. This is championship season in the world of Mary Kay. The Mary Kay year ends on June 30th. And DIQs and directors, listen closely to what I'm about to tell you because this is how you're going to explain it to your new team members. As best as I can explain to you, if you've ever seen a football game, a basketball game, any game, this is the fourth quarter and your team is winning. Okay, isn't that exciting? So you may not know a lot about the game. You may not even know how to play the game, but you and all the fans in the stage are going crazy. Everyone's like, oh, my God, we're winning. We're winning. This is awesome. And, you know, when a game starts, they usually put in the starting team, the starting lineup. But by the end of the fourth quarter, who's actually playing? The benchers, the people who started off on the bench. Because the new people are tired, hot, sweaty, and that new team is the one that's going to come in and just breathe in that fresh air. And so that's you. You may not understand all that's going on, but I will tell you this. It is the fourth quarter. Your team is winning, and everyone's going butt crazy, okay? And so you just jump in and do everything your sales director asks you to do because you will understand more later what you did, what a difference it made. What you're doing right now makes all the difference. July 1st, it doesn't count. Do it now. Go above and beyond the call of duty because June 30th is it. That is it. And for all the DIQs on the call and all the directors on the call, it's June 23rd. Your official new month end is June 23rd. Shut it down. Get it done. Roy, are you there, girl?
I am so here. And I love that you said the 23rd because my 14th wedding anniversary is going to be June 26th. So what a present.
Oh,
that you guys would
wow.
give us by putting it down early.
Yay!
I'll tell you that ever since I've been in Mary Kay, we've always celebrated our anniversary in July because we're finishing out the Mary Kay year. How beautiful would that be to finish our national area and actually get to celebrate our wedding anniversary when it is?
That would be a gift worth giving. Absolutely. That would be awesome.
Well, I've already taken a photo of the coach purse that we're going to be drawing for and posting it on our family Facebook page now so you guys can see it. We love you, Ari. I love the visualization of the fresh new team. I love the fact that you have told us exactly what to do, that it is fun, that it's fast, excuse me, that it's easy, that we get paid well for it, and that it is done, that it's done in your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit. If this woman could do it working full-time and taking full classes, I don't know if you heard her say that, then you can too. And if you've had the dream, remember, God does not call the equipped. He equips the called. So you'll just get equipped on the journey, and don't think about it too much. Just run, Forrest, run. Run, Forrest, run.
That's
it's
awesome.
Go time. I love y'all. Love you, Ari. Y'all can
love
listen back to this recording. I'll post that on our family Facebook page of how to listen back because she gave you some fabulous scripts. But as she said, tomorrow is your massive booking day. And if anything falls short, she told you what to do. It's all there for you now. We are set. Thank you, National Sales Director Ari Hathaway.
You're welcome.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night, ladies.